Astronomers say they've figured out just how big the biggest stars in the universe can be. That has been a vexing problem in astronomy because there are perhaps only a few dozen of these huge stars in our galaxy. The answer will help scientists understand the birth and death of stars. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
If you ask theorists how big a star can be, you will get a remarkably vague answer. They might say anything from 100 times the mass of our sun to maybe 1,000 times bigger. Don Figer at the Space Telescope Science Institute figured why not go out and look for the biggest star he could find. He knew the place to start his search was in clusters of stars.
Massive clusters have massive stars in them, and the more massive the cluster, the more massive stars. And so we had to find the biggest cluster in the galaxy, and we did that.
The Arches cluster near the center of our galaxy has a few thousand stars in it. Figer actually made his observations quite a few years ago.
We got these data in 14 orbits of the Hubble Space Telescope back in 1997 when the near-infrared camera was just installed.
What he found was the cluster had a lot of little stars, as he expected. It had a lot fewer medium-sized ones and just a dozen or so stars that were more than 100 times bigger than the sun. The biggest of all, he figures, was at birth about 130 times bigger than the sun. And above that size, nothing. A nice, clean result. But since there's only one cluster that's the biggest cluster in our galaxy, Figer had no way to check his result.
So I did what amounts to scratching my head for 7 years. And finally, I just gave up and said, I don't know why this is wrong, so I'll publish this. It looks right.
His paper in today's issue of Nature adds a small fudge factor and concludes that the biggest stars are no more than 150 times bigger than our sun. Stan Woosley, a theorist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, says folks might quibble a bit with the actual number, but he says the paper makes a very strong argument that there is an upper limit on the size of stars.
Theorists who often have no limitation in their imagination have talked about stars of millions and even 10 million solar masses, and they remain very interesting theoretical objects, but apparently none exist in the modern universe.
Astronomers don't really understand the physical limits to star size, Woosley says. Huge stars are much brighter than regular stars like our sun, and the light itself can apply pressure to the material that makes up the star. So maybe at some point that pressure grows so great the star becomes unstable and it blows to bits.
Maybe there is a limit to how much matter you can pile onto a star in the formation process. So it could be a growth issue or it could be a stability issue or maybe both.
The observations from Hubble don't answer that question, but Figer from the Space Telescope Science Institute says at least it helps narrow the possibilities.
These ideas are great ideas, and maybe one of them is correct, or maybe it's a combination of some of them. But what's nice now is we have an observation. So this will help us a lot in going back and deciding which of these theories can really be applied successfully.
And while theorists are doing that, Figer will go back and scour the skies to see if he can find any more examples of these supermassive stars. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.